If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the VoiceOver Work Podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. Revisiting Peter Holland's book, Build a Better Brain, using neuroplasticity to train your brain for motivation, discipline, courage, and mental sharpness, we have this bit of information. When considering the attainment of comfort, we're more tuned in to what might happen immediately. The pleasure and pain that might happen months or years from now doesn't really register with us. What's most important is whatever's right at our doorstep. Of course, this is another way in which our perceptions are flawed and why we might procrastinate so frequently. For example, a smoker needs a cigarette. It's the main focus of their current situation. It brings them a certain relief or pleasure. And in about 15 minutes, they'll be on break so they can enjoy that cigarette. It's the focus of their daily ritual. They're not thinking about how smoking a cigarette every time they need one could cause painful health problems down the road. That's a distant reality that's not driving them at all. Right now, they need a smoke because they crave one, and they might get a headache immediately if they don't get one. Emotion beats logic. When it comes to the pleasure principle, your feelings tend to overshadow rational thought. You might know that doing something will be good or bad for you. You'll understand all the reasons why it will be good or bad. You'll get all that. But if your illogical id is so intent on satisfying a certain craving, then it's probably going to win out. And if your id drives you to think that doing something useful will cause too much stress or temporary dissatisfaction, it's going to win there too. Going back to our smoker, without a doubt, they know why cigarettes are bad for one's health. They've read those warnings on the packages. Maybe in school, they saw a picture of a corroded lung that resulted from years of smoking. They know all the risks they're about to court. But there's that pack right in front of them. And all reason be damned, they're going to have that cigarette. Their emotions oriented toward pleasure win out. Survival overrides everything. When our survival instinct gets activated, everything else in our psychological and emotional makeup turns off. In a life-threatening situation, or a perceived life-threatening situation, arises in our existence, the brain closes down everything else and turns us into a machine whose thoughts and actions are all oriented toward the will to survive. This shouldn't be surprising when it comes to avoiding painful outcomes. Of course you're going to try and jump away from that oncoming semi-truck. If you don't, you won't survive. Your system won't let you make that choice. It's going to do everything it can to get you the hell out of the way of that truck. However, survival can also come into play when we're seeking pleasure, even if it means we might slip into harm's way. The most obvious example of this is food. Say you're at a bar and somebody orders a giant plate of nachos loaded with cheese, sour cream, fatty meat, and a bunch of other things that might not be the best dietary choices for you. You might be able to resist it. Some people can. But you might not. In fact, you could find yourself eating half the plate before you even know what you've done. Why? Because you need food to survive, and your brain is telling you there's food in the vicinity, so perhaps you should eat it. Never mind that it's not the best kind of food, nutritionally speaking, that you could opt for at the moment. Your survival instinct is telling you it's time to have those nachos. Your life depends on it. Our brain chemistry is working from these two very basic opposites of pain and pleasure, and some of the circuitry involved has been strengthened or warped by our life experiences. But it's possible to put these rules and the pleasure principle in general to work in ways that will increase your motivation and overall yes response. We'd like to thank Peter Hollins for that clip from his book, Build a Better Brain, Using Neuroplasticity to Train Your Brain for Motivation, Discipline, Courage, and Mental Sharpness. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.